Fables are like that. If you think a fun story must be for young children, you'll soon see this book is about real-life problems that frustrate nearly everyone in organizations. Our iceberg will never melt. Once upon a time, a colony of penguins was living in the frozen Antarctic on an iceberg near what we call today Cape Washington. The iceberg had been there for many, many years. It was surrounded by a sea rich in food. On its surface were huge walls of eternal snow that gave penguins shelter from dreadful winter storms. As far back as any of the penguins could remember, they had always lived on that iceberg. "This is our home," they would tell you, if you could ever find their world of ice and snow. They would also say, quite logically from their perspective, "And this will always be our home." Where they lived, a waste of energy kills. Everyone in the colony knew they needed to huddle together to survive. So they had learned to depend on each other. They often behaved like a big family, which, of course, can be both good and bad. The birds were truly beautiful. Called emperor penguins, they were the largest of 17 types of Antarctic animals that seem perpetually to wear tuxedos. 268 penguins lived in the colony. One of them was Fred. Fred looked and acted much like the others. You would probably describe him as either cute or dignified, unless you really dislike animals. But Fred was different from most penguins in one very important way. Fred was unusually curious and observant. Other penguins went hunting for creatures in the sea, quite necessary since there was no other food in Antarctica. Fred fished less and studied the iceberg and the sea more. Other penguins spent much of their time with friends and relatives. Fred was a good husband and father, but he socialized less than average. He frequently went off by himself to take notes on what he had observed. You might think that Fred was an odd bird, perhaps the sort of penguin that others did not want to spend time with, but that wasn't really true. Fred was just doing what seemed right to him. As a result, he was becoming increasingly alarmed by what he saw. Fred had a briefcase stuffed full of observations, ideas, and conclusions. Yes, a briefcase. This is a fable. The information was increasingly disturbing. The information was beginning to cry out, "The iceberg is melting and might break apart soon." An iceberg that suddenly collapsed into many pieces would be a disaster for the penguins, especially if it occurred during the winter in a storm. Many of the older and younger birds would surely die. Who could say what all the consequences would be? Like all unthinkable events, there was no plan for how to deal with such a catastrophe. Fred did not panic easily, but the more he studied his observations, the more he became unnerved. Fred knew he had to do something, but he was in no position to make any pronouncements or dictate how others should act. He was not one of the leaders of the colony. He wasn't even a son, brother, or father of one of the leaders of the colony, and he had no track record as a credible iceberg forecaster. Fred also remembered how fellow penguin Harold had been treated when he once suggested that their home was becoming more fragile. When no one seemed interested, Harold tried to assemble some evidence. His efforts were greeted with,
"Harold, you really do worry too much. Have a squid. You'll feel better."
"Fragile? Jump up and down, Harold. Have 50 of us jump up and down at the same time. Does anything happen, huh?"
"Your observations are fascinating, Harold, but they can be interpreted in 4 very different ways. You see, if one makes the assumption..."
Some birds said nothing, but they began to treat Harold differently. The change was subtle, but Fred had seen it. It was definitely not a change for the better. Fred found himself feeling rather lonely. What do I do now?